During the campaign, we traveled with NPR's Don Gagne to Erie County, Pennsylvania. President Trump won there in 2016, but not this time. Don returned to Erie to hear what voters want from a Biden presidency.
Erie County is hotly contested turf. Donald Trump barely carried it 4 years ago. This year, it was a narrow win for Joe Biden. Just days ago, a Zoom call made the 2020 vote official.
Mr. Clerk, are you ready?
I am.
Then we will call the Erie County Board of Elections meeting to order.
What followed actually stood out just for being routine, even mundane. The four Democrats and three Republicans on the board in Erie each praised how smoothly things went. Then came time to certify the result.
Mrs. Clear?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Rastetter?
Yes.
Mrs. Rennie?
Yes.
No drama, no controversy, and a 7-0 bipartisan vote.
Election board meeting is adjourned.
So the books are closed on the election here. What's next? I decided to check in with some Biden supporters in Erie, whom I'd met months earlier. For each, the tension of the campaign has melted away, even with the president refusing to concede. Take Michael Keyes. He's a city councilman in Erie. When we first talked after Labor Day, he was a bit stressed, shall we say. But now...
Hey, Don.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good.
So how have you been?
I've been walking on sunshine, man.
Walking on sunshine. He's singing that pop song from the 1980s because he's optimistic. Not that President-elect Biden will fix everything, but that there's an opportunity.
It's my hope that they're able to foster more inclusion and equitable policies. We have to have equity. That's one of the things that the Trump plan left out.
Another big hope for Keyes is that there'll be an investment in American cities to create jobs and to reform police departments. And he singled out that 1994 crime bill, which Senator Joe Biden authored and which sent so many African Americans to prison, often with long mandatory sentences.
You know, it'd be ironic that the same people who put together the 94 crime bill would be the same people who dismantle it. That would be my dream.
Michael Keyes is a Democrat, not so Marianne Frontino, a 65-year-old lifelong Republican who left the party and switched her registration to independent this summer because of Donald Trump.
It's probably going to feel more like a traditional presidency where we have friendly relations with our allies instead of combative relationships with them.
She also expects a more organized and scientific approach to the pandemic. She acknowledges that hardcore partisanship will persist, but...
My expectation is it's going to be a kinder, friendlier, and more professional presidency.
It sounds too like you're saying is even if there's still gridlock...
Yes.
Your expectation is that there's going to be a lot of good just in how normal it is.
Yes, absolutely.
Frontino thinks Biden will govern from the center, and maybe, she says, at least a few Republicans will be willing to work with him. And she says she hopes progressive Democrats give Biden the room to find compromise. You also hear hope, but not much confidence, that there truly is an opportunity for a President Biden to unify the country. Scott Slauson heads the local United Electrical Union in Erie. His members work at the locomotive assembly plant in town where there's political division even on the shop floor.
I strongly believe that it's something that we have to fix. We have to figure out how we unite as individuals, as families, as a country.
So does Joe Biden seem to be a president who's kind of suited to that task? Or is it even bigger than him?
You know, I think it is bigger than Joe Biden. But it takes somebody to start that spark, start that flame, right? It's bigger than any one person.
And given the pandemic, he says, the incentive should be there for people to want to find solutions and to want the new president to succeed. Don Gagne, NPR News, Erie, Pennsylvania.